Safely stash all weed and blunts.
When you marooned me on that godforsaken spit of land, you forgot one very important thing, mate.
Yeah.
I'm Captain Jack Sparrow.
Cause you simple Simon Nichols, completely omitted self-criticism. I'm cynical and ain't interested in your lyricism. So miss me with your ish lyrics, bitten image, and your generic career decisions. Your veneer is blemished, my position's compares opinion. If they don't feel it, ain't a tear is given. Simple, I fulfill predictions, ascended tears are built, revered commissions. And rear our kids with years of wisdom, younger ears to listen. Impressible minds, empowerment's neglected, so respect declines. Romanticizing crime and correctional time. Simplify once we consolidate our causes. We march in our RVs, occupy Wall Street. You don't have to be in the crowd to lend a hand or two. Tweet about it, tell your man, bring a can of food. Tell Uncle Sam that we demand the truth. Honesty, see through policies, press conferences should be standing rooms. Don't expect the Associated Press to show respect, to protest, to revoke that. They conform and so don't hold your breath. Even though they don't have to grind to provide their rent, they still resent the 99%. They should be right up in this. We in their minds that this is their mind, that their job livelihood could be compromised. And so they mind their business, so do the artists too. That's why I hardly watch the news. I told the top of rocker, hit his cross up through a tight noose. Don't slip. The devil wants his last dance, I can hear him coming. Stand fast if he advance and give him something. Fake activists backtrack, I'm sick of bluffing. I'm shin digging with old Nick, no interruptions. Cause I ain't giving up my living right here. I do this for my unborn children, get it clear. So open your eyes and look alive, stupid. I'm tuned in with the movement, occupy music. We are the 99%. We are the 99%. We are the 99%. We are the 99%. We are the 99. We are the 99. We are the 99. We are the 99%. We are the 99%. We are the 99%. We are the 99%. We are the 99. We are the 99. We are the 99. We are the 99.
Peace, love, prosperity, progress, y'all.
So I'm already angry. I'm already in a fucking bad mood tonight. Before I even start this show, so let me forewarn everybody. I'm already in a fucked up mood. Alright, so just trying to romp with me tonight. Trying to romp with me tonight is just, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. May not be a good deal. May not be a good idea. Episode 269. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. All right. Shouts out to everybody that's, why is motherfuckers calling my phone and then I'm on the show? Just more people to piss me off today. More people to piss me off. Okay, so basically, I'm already mad because I already fell victim to some nigga shit. And tonight, I'm going to be killing a whole bunch of more nigga shit. When I say nigga, I mean double G-A, all right? Niggas, all right? You see, episode 269. Coney 2012. While we could care less, and I spelled could with a K and care with a K just because. Because, motherfucker. Because I wanted to. Damn sure I felt like I wanted to do it. All right? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. See, for the second time for the second time since I've been living where I've been living, okay, my car got broken too yesterday. Right? For the second time. Same place, same neighborhood, second time. See, that's real nigga shit. The same little ignorant niggas who came back and tried to break into it again, tried to break in the car last time, tried to break into the car, tried to break over and go through the window with some kind of Slim Jim or something. Motherfuckers couldn't do it. So they broke my fucking whole window out trying to get into the same retarded motherfuckers just did the same shit again. And so I'm a little upset. I'm a little fucking perturbed tonight. So I'm just telling you that going into the episode. All right? So I'm a little testy. That's why I felt like doing the show, because I felt like cussing motherfuckers out. And so tonight, motherfuckers are going to get cussed the fuck out on K100. Absolutely positively. Could be you, but I got a few targets already. All right? And most people, a lot of people, are going to fall into this category of people that I'm cussing the fuck out on K100 tonight. All right? Now, I know some of you people are usually listening to shows and talk shows where people are, they try to be nice. They try to, you know, listen to everybody's side of the story, you know, negotiate, debate. No, fuck that. See, tonight, I'm going to be on my soapbox. I'm opening up the phone lines. I'm going to let people talk. But tonight, I'm getting on a soapbox because of niggas. Okay? Niggas have aggravated me in the past 48 hours. Thus, I'm going to let niggas have it tonight on the show. Okay? So, just know that you've been forewarned. All right? Anyway, welcome to the show. Episode 269, man. Conan 2012. Why we could care less. Right? And that's the problem. See? I know people are listening to the title before they even read what the fuck I typed after that. You know, most people read the title of my show and say, oh, he's talking about this. Yeah, maybe you should have probably, before you came in with a formulated opinion, and think I'm probably on your side tonight, nigga. Might probably want to go back and read the whole synopsis. If you only saw this on Twitter, you might want to go to the blog talk page and read what the fuck I say before you think I'm automatically on your side. Before you think I'm on this nigga's side, it's all on World Star. And all these other motherfucking niggas popping up now with these anti-Kona 2012 motherfucking videos on fucking YouTube. With all these motherfucking goddamn World Star niggas sitting up with their motherfucking webcam talking about all this shit is scam, niggas is crazy, blah, blah, blah. Pussy nigga, where the fuck was you at in the first place? Because you wasn't even talking about this motherfucking nigga over here. You mutilating and killing motherfuckers over here. You never even knew who the fuck this nigga was until motherfuckers even talked about him. So now, since some white motherfucking people brung it up, brung this nigga to the forefront, brung his atrocities to the forefront, now you want to sit on your motherfucking soapbox behind your motherfucking webcam, nigga, and judge? Fuck, nigga, shut up. Now that's how I'm starting the whole motherfucking mood of this shit off. And you can go find a high yellow nigga on motherfucking Warsaw and ask him if you want to walk with me on K100. Tell the nigga to call into the show. Because I'm talking about that nigga and the other motherfucking nigga. The dark, scat, fat, dark-skinned nigga that everybody posting on my motherfucking Facebook wall like he motherfucking goddamn, Malcolm X some shit. Fuck him too. Oh, see, nigga, I'm just starting. I ain't 10 minutes into this shit. I'm murking all these motherfucking niggas. And anybody who agree with them, nigga? Yeah, I heard both of their motherfucking statements. Yeah, I watched them. Yeah, I watched the white boy shit who made the motherfucking Conan 2012 shit that started all this shit. Keyword, the white boy who started all this shit. See, the problem was, before I even read what the fuck I already said, the problem is, and my beef with you niggas is, you niggas weren't even talking about this nigga. You didn't even give a fuck about kids in Uganda. You didn't give a fuck about people trying to even bring attention, how they bring an attention or anything about this motherfucker. You didn't care. We could care less, nigga. That's the motherfucking point of the show. You niggas didn't care. You niggas never cared. Niggas never cared about niggas over in Africa, and they never cared about us. That's why they didn't motherfucking send no boats to come get our black asses when they took us. Matter of fact, they sold us to them. Now then, that we got that straight, that's the side of the fence I'm on. Am I wholeheartedly defending invisible children? Mike, that's his name. That's the guy in the documentary, the white boy. And his son, I forgot his son's name. Cute little kid. Not bad. Am I defending the fact Do I work for Invisible Children? No. Am I going to donate to Invisible Children? No. But see, people, this is the point. None of you motherfucking people that got all these criticisms and got a problem with the fact that these people are actually in some way, shape, or form making money, some kind of way they're making money off of it, okay? First of all, let's just stop right there. Okay, I'm in the fucking music industry, all right? I'm in one of the main industries of it take money to make money, all right? You got this industry, you got dope, you got real estate, okay? You got a whole bunch. It's only a certain few industries where you don't really need any money to make the money. Even if you're in a dope game, unless you got a motherfucker that's going to furnish some work, bitch, you're going to have to goddamn get some motherfucker money up and pay for your first pack, nigga. So all this shit is relevant. All this shit go full circle. You understand what I'm saying? All right? I have to talk in simple terms to some motherfuckers because I talk over their heads sometimes. So I break it down in simplest form like a fraction for some of you niggas. All right? Look, man. These guys, the Invisible Children people, who may not be the most righteous motherfuckers in the world. You feel what I'm saying? Yes. They selling t-shirts, little bracelets and shit like that. You feel me? They want to get donations for you to help their cause. All the motherfuckers said on their motherfucking video, and I watched it. I watched that, and I watched the response and the criticism. These niggas over here who had nothing to say about Joseph Kony until somebody else said something about Joseph Kony. Now niggas got a whole bunch of motherfucking shit to say about Joseph Kony. But nigga, where was you at? Trying to go over there and help any motherfucking body in Uganda, nigga. Fuck your opinion. That's where I'm at. Fuck your opinion. So what? They're making some money off of it. It takes money to run a motherfucking organization. They trying to organize. The people trying to. At least, my whole point is this. At least the white folks gave a fuck about niggas. Over there. Where the fuck was you, nigga? On World Star. On your motherfucking goddamn webcam. Sitting back. Fuck your opinion. Fuck you. Fuck the other fat nigga. Okay, with the glasses, sitting back like he Malcolm X some shit with all these motherfucking facts that he's already... You nigga, you dug the motherfucking facts up, nigga, after the fact about the only reason why you even talking about the atrocities that this motherfucker done did is because them white folks has even got him relevant. Nobody even gave a fuck about Joseph Kony or what he did to niggas over there until they brung it up. Now that they bring it up, everybody got a motherfucking problem. Everybody got, like pop, nigga, everybody got a motherfucking open their mouth with a motherfucking opinion. You know what I'm saying? They weren't even talking to you niggas. Because they already know you niggas are not going to donate to help shit. You know why? Because you niggas never do. You never do, nigga. You never donate. You never gave a fuck about niggas in the hood. It's all about you. It's all about getting your money. It's all about you don't care. What information are you passing on to help your community? What have you done to go help starving kids in Africa? Nothing. A motherfucker could guarantee you 1,000% that 30 cent a day that they be asking you for the little starving kids to come. They can show you 1,000 motherfucking ways that actual 30 cent is actually going to go over there and feed an African child. And nigga, guess what? You still go buy a pair of Jordans first, nigga. Fuck your opinion. Now, if you think like that and if you agree with them niggas, fuck you too. I don't care what they think. I don't want to hear after the fact niggas talking about criticizing about what they got going on. Look, nothing is perfect. Maybe somebody is making a little bit of money off the whole situation. But no one even knew that this guy even existed. You got motherfuckers over there in Africa mad about it, upset. You feel what I'm saying? If one red nickel, it don't matter how much of it is, if any kind of money generated, if it's just the attention of just knowing that this person is out here, most motherfuckers didn't even know about this dude until these white boys made this motherfucking documentary and shit. I didn't. Nigga, none of you. Okay, stun if you want to. Tell me you heard about Joseph Kony until right about now. Fuck you. You fucking lie. Unless you're a motherfucking going to college and majoring in some shit that's relevant to that shit over there, nigga, you did not know about him. No, the fuck you didn't. Don't try me like that, because I didn't. And I probably read more shit and watch more news than most of the motherfuckers that call this show. Period. So they put me up on game. Damn. I knew Uganda was fucked up. I knew they had motherfuckers over there doing this shit. I never knew necessarily a face to it. who was the guy who really was out there, really just the general behind. I knew it was going on. I knew they had genocide over there. I know that. But the guy, the war criminal that's at the top of the international war criminal, I didn't know his name. I knew that it was going on. Frankly, I thought it was mostly the government. They put me up on game and said, no, it, the government is fucked up too. But this guy, he actually was a rebel. They started broken. He was a rebel. He broke away. At first, he was trying to get away because the government was fucked up. And then he fucking got power hungry and crazy. And then he started kidnapping kids and shit. And then he went Idi Amin on us. Okay? I bet you motherfuckers don't even know what it is. I bet the nigga who got there made that video probably even, he probably thought Idi Amin was an outlaw. That only one. We didn't even know where he got the word Idi Amin from. All he know is Tupac and the Outlaws, Idi Amin. Never heard of the real Idi Amin. Probably never heard of that. Probably never heard of him until The King of Scotland came out. Matter of fact, nigga probably never seen that movie. So I don't give a fuck about his opinion. Understand me. Period, point blank. All right? See, this is the problem that I have with niggas. Okay? You feel what I'm saying? They all want to jump on and attack these people who, even if they turn in some kind of a profit or whatever, you feel what I'm saying? They all want to jump on and attack this Invisible Children cause. Oh, man, you know, you got to do your research, son. You got to do your research, man. These motherfucking white motherfuckers, this shit just scam. I mean, that shit been going on while all of a sudden they bring it up. Now, nigga, when was you going to bring it up? Fuck you. You were going to bring it up. You were going to call. Was you going to start a cause, nigga? Was you going to do any kind of documentary, anti-motherfucking thing, nigga, except go to the club this week and try and fuck some hoes? Tell me what else you was about to do. You tell me what else you was about to fucking do that was going to help the motherfucking world be a better place this week, nigga. Because at the end of the day, what they're doing is not hurting anybody. What? Show me what part of what they're doing is hurting somebody. They didn't put a motherfucking gun to a motherfucking head. They didn't cut a motherfucking eyes and ears off and say, bitch, you better motherfucking goddamn donate to this cause or we're going to off your motherfucking ass. No. They asked for your donation, nigga. You don't want to care. You don't want to donate. Okay, keep moving in. Where's the money going? I mean, they just trying to make money, son. They trying to make money off the suffering of motherfucking people. Nigga, no one even, half of you motherfuckers didn't even realize or know these motherfuckers were suffering or who caused the suffering until they brung the whole shit up, nigga. That's the whole point. So why are you mad at them? Why are you even mad at them? Why are you bringing it up? Look, man, y'all already know how I am, how it is with me over here at K100 Internet Radio. Okay, I'm not a big. I love white people, I like white people, and I despise crackers. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? But I love white people. I like decent white people who feel like, you know, it's not even they don't feel like they got some superiority complex over me just because of the color of my skin. Those are just normal people to me. I love people like that of all races. You feel me? But then you got some of the motherfuckers who really think that, who look down on us, who think automatically I'm going to be a certain kind of way or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Crackers. I don't like them. Hate them. Despise them. You feel what I'm saying? But some of you niggas are worse. You feel me? Some of y'all are worse, man. Straight the fuck up, man. You know what I'm saying? Because all these white people did over here with this documentary, basically. And no matter what you want to say, even if they made any money off of it, even if they're trying to merchandise their idea so they can have money to really make their organization more organized and more powerful. Nigga, you, first of all, I bet niggas that's like this little fucking punk ass nigga over here on motherfucking World Star and shit, just sitting back giving his motherfucking opinion about some shit. I bet this nigga don't even know what the fuck a lobbyist is. I can tell by this nigga demeanor and everything he's saying. All he doing is, he's another nigga who saw this and was like, man, these white motherfuckers just trying to get over and shit. Blah, 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 blah. But what he doesn't understand is the political process. What he doesn't understand is, if you really do want to try to get some action over there, if you really do want to try to get this government, this American government, notice, to get them to notice anything that ain't got nothing to do with oil or motherfucking their strategic placement over there in that side of the world, if it ain't really fucking... They don't care. They don't give a fuck about Africa because Africa doesn't have anything that they really necessarily care about. So motherfuckers can kill shit like Rwanda, where a motherfucker can eradicate a whole race of people and we don't send one motherfucker over there. But that one motherfucker try goddamn close a motherfucking gateway to that motherfucking oil field, and nigga, we bring in every motherfucking thing we got and a nuke too if we got to round this motherfucker. That's the same kind of motherfucking nigga that don't understand. If you want some shit done over here in this country, you're going to have to first of all make everybody know about it. A. Then you're going to need people in Congress and the Senate to champion your cause, right? Well, guess what that means? That means you need what, people, ladies and gentlemen? Ding, ding, ding. I tell you what you need, class. You need a lobbyist. Yeah. The ultimate political evil. Lobbyist. Whose whole job and existence should be absolutely illegal, considering that you're not supposed to be able to buy your way. You're not supposed to be able to buy law change. But that's the country that we live in. So if you don't even know what a lobbyist is, if you don't understand how that situation works, which this nigga over here on Worldstar probably motherfucking don't. Okay, this nigga over here on Worldstar and this other motherfucking fat nigga over here talking, flapping his motherfucking gums about facts that he was not talking about these facts before this came to light. And this is my beef and my problem with all of these motherfucking niggas. And all these motherfucking niggas posting all this motherfucking shit up. You feel me? You were not even talking about this situation at all beforehand. Period, point blank. What we do know is Joseph Kony really does exist. What we do know is Joseph Kony is a fucking warlord. This motherfucker really did make little kids, really did take little kids from their homes, and really did basically raise them and put them into his army. You feel what I'm saying? Little bitty kids. We know he did it. We know at first he was part of a rebellion. Yes, it seemed like he was on the right side. He was trying to fight the corrupt, quote-unquote corrupt government, but then he got drunk with power. And then he went basically mad with his own power and started resorting to what he's basically infamous for now, which is why he's a war criminal. Started out as a rebel, started out as kind of sort of the good guy, but then went completely fucking nuts. These are the facts. Alright? That's what happened. Okay? But no one, not even these niggas on Worldstar, not even this nigga over here that everybody keep posting up on my motherfucking wall, like I give a fuck about his opinion. Because I didn't hear from you, nigga, until the white people over there. Yes. Yes, tonight Blizzum is on the side of the seemingly white person who's getting over on the plight of the niggas. Yes, tonight, ladies and gentlemen, Blizzum is on that side of the coin. Understand me. And understand why. And understand why I don't give a fuck about niggas telling me after the fact all these motherfucking facts that they motherfucking dug up. Nigga, when you weren't even talking about helping none of the motherfucking people over there in the first motherfucking place. I didn't hear from this high yellow nigga on Worldstar or the fat black nigga didn't even have a motherfucking subject to talk about until they did that. So they selling merchandise. No one made you buy it. But nigga, before that even motherfucking happened, nigga, was you finna send any motherfucking one red stamp, one red nickel over there to try to even do anything to help anybody over there in Africa or Uganda? Or nigga, did you even know they needed the help? I'm pretty sure you still went out and went to the motherfucking club, bought your Jordans and your 24s, and got some pussy and smoked your weed this weekend, and the weekend before that, and the one before that, and the one before that, and all that. Yeah. But now all of a sudden you got a lot of motherfucking shit to say about Uganda? Fuck your opinion, nigga. What was you already doing for Uganda? You had a motherfucking problem. You had no motherfucking opinion up until then. Now they made the motherfucking, the fucking documentary. To me, the documentary ain't even all that. The white dude did. It's mostly because, first of all, he's got a lot of shit going on with his son. And I'm like, yeah, okay, I understand. But at least I'm sitting back and I'm watching it. I'm like, okay. Yeah, it's a lot of shit going on with his son. And he's talking a lot of shit that not so necessarily I'm too interested in his family and shit like that. And his Facebook page and friends. And yeah, but you know, he's making a movie. He's making a documentary. He's trying to sell it to people. And guess what, though? Guess what the crazy part about it is? You know the people who he's trying to sell it to? The people whose heart he's trying to touch? It's not you, nigga! And you know why? Because, nigga, you don't care. None of you motherfuckers even cared in the first place. But everybody want to open their motherfucking mouth with a motherfucking opinion. And my pop voice. None of you niggas cared before. So all these motherfucking niggas who want to attack that documentary and got something to say about the white boys who made it, nigga, what was you even doing for you? What was you even doing about trying to help anybody over in Africa first, nigga? Especially this nigga on motherfucking Worldstar. This nigga sitting off in his motherfucking webcam and shit, talking, yapping his motherfucking gums as if he had a motherfucking plan at all to help motherfuckers over there in Africa at all. That nigga probably ain't never gave a motherfucking kid in his hood $5 for a motherfucking new shirt. I don't give a fuck about what he says. Fuck him. Who is he? Why is he a star? Why is everybody posting his motherfucking opinion on my page? Fuck his opinion and fuck you posting it on my page. Now, let me read the synopsis. I ain't even did that yet, nigga. And then I go to the phone lines. 347-934-0966. See, you motherfuckers got me all fucked up and confused. I don't really give a shit about all these fucking so-called facts. This other fat nigga over here with the motherfucking goddamn video that everybody posting on. I don't care. All these niggas just need to learn and do their research. Nigga, shut up. Nigga, you weren't even talking about helping niggas over there before these motherfucking white boys even brung it up. So fuck your goddamn opinion. Just don't donate, nigga. Don't donate. And I'm tripping because I'm watching the news and shit. And I'm watching Africans over there. And the Africans over there, and they're saying, I think that they're benefiting off of the tragedy of others. Benefiting? So, yes, they're selling merchandise and they're making money or whatever. But your government ain't doing shit to catch the dude. Your government really was the catalyst of it all, because y'all government was so fucked up that motherfucker felt like he had to do any means necessary type shit to even rebel and buck on the government. And that, and once he had to go through extremes like kidnapping kids and all this other motherfucking shit and justify his actions because of the government was so motherfucking bad, y'all are the same people that are complaining about other people from a whole other country who really don't got no stake in no shit. What you have to understand is about people like that. All those activist type people, you feel what I'm saying? Those people don't have to do that. They don't have to do that. They don't have to bring light to what's going on in Africa. Dude is a filmmaker. He could have made a documentary about shit that's going on over here in America. He could have easily been over here talking about Occupy Wall Street. He could have been part of PETA. He could have been one of them white boys who make a motherfucking video about motherfucking dogs and saving the motherfucking whales and dolphins and shit. Cause they love to do that. There's so many of them motherfuckers. He could have been doing all that shit. All he did was make a motherfucking documentary and try to put it out about helping some niggas over there. Yes, he made some money, but then again, it takes money to cause change. Any kind of change you're trying to make, you can never make no worldwide change without money. Show me the motherfucker who made worldwide change without money. And it ain't like they're making billions. They're making a little change. They open up their books and shit. They're making a little money. You know what I'm saying? But it costs to run an organization. Flights, food, rallies, t-shirt, all this shit. But my thing is, where the fuck was niggas who, all these niggas who coming out of the woodworks and shit with a problem? Nigga, where the fuck was you at before then? Was you, I ain't see this yellow nigga or this motherfucking other nigga posting up shit about, we need to go do shit about Uganda and blah, blah. Before then, nigga, I never heard from you motherfucking niggas before then, nigga. Fuck you. I don't want to hear from you now, nigga. Shut up. Fuck you. Stop posting that shit on my wall. Fuck him. I don't want to hear from that nigga. Because that nigga was doing nothing. Nothing. Nothing at all to help the people. If I tell you what, if the white boys raised $10 million and kept 8, nigga, and gave 2 to really to the real cause and kept 8 and blew it on strippers and shit in Vegas, I don't care. Guess what, nigga? That $2 million that nigga he raised, that your black ass didn't raise, didn't attempt to raise, and wasn't trying to motherfucking raise, so shut the fuck up. I don't care. Don't be posting shit on my motherfucking wall with the fuck niggas. I don't care about what niggas read. Nigga, no. No. No, nigga. Everywhere I've read so far, no one has disputed the fact that motherfucker really did do the shit that them white boys say he did. He did it. He did it. Oh, yeah, he did it. What made him do it? Why he parted from the government and all that shit? Okay, yeah. But the fact is, he fucking mutilated and murdered motherfuckers and made little kids kill their motherfucking own parents right in front. He did that. He did it. Now, don't come on here, motherfucker, try to argue me about the fact that he didn't do it. Because, bitch, I know he did it. Okay? You know he did it. What the fuck was you going to do? 347-934-0966. I'm going to read this fucking synopsis and I'm going to open up the phone lines, all right? See, first off, let me mute the music. I told you, motherfuckers, I'm already in a bad mood, niggas. I broke into my car twice. I'm telling you. When I open up the phone lines, niggas, I'm telling you. Don't try and dispute the fact that Joseph Kony is what he is. That's why he is a fucking war criminal. He did the shit he did. All right? So for everybody that's going to try to tell me he ain't even, nigga, yes the fuck he did do the shit, okay? What were you, or what were the niggas you telling me that I should be reading about and listening to on Facebook about to do to give, to raise one red dime, to raise any kind of awareness to the plight of the motherfucking people of Uganda, including them African motherfuckers over there? See, and that's my thing about niggas. Them niggas over there, typical. Typical. Just typical nigga shit. Real talk. Even they got a problem with it. Why? You got a problem with the fact that this white guy made this movie and is getting attention and all that kind of motherfucking shit like that right there. But when nobody even talking about y'all motherfucking black asses and what the fuck y'all was going through over here a week before that. When was the last time you heard a nigga talk about Uganda before the motherfucking Kony 2012 movement popped off again over here? Tell me, before I come to your phone line, nigga, who else, what black person had a national movement, had CNN, had everybody on YouTube and everybody else talking about Uganda and Joseph Kony before the white boys this year? If you can't name them, fuck your opinion. I don't care. There is no talking me down. There is no arguing me. All right? So, I'm going to read the synopsis and I'm going to go to the phone lines. I keep saying that, but this time I'm really doing it. First off, yes, I know those two words that I did in the could care less. You know, I spelled it with a K and a K. I was trying to be jovial. I was trying to be fun. I was trying to lighten up my mood. Cost me $200 to get my window fixed today. I'm just upset about the whole situation. So niggas have aggravated me, and so thus I'm attacking niggas online. Since niggas aggravated me in my real world and tried to break into my car and busted out my motherfucking window, niggas got up under my skin, so now I'm finna get up under niggas' skin online. All right? So, now in the past 2 weeks, hopefully you've been keeping up enough with the current events that you basically know what I'm talking about when I say Kony 2012. All right? But since I know a lot of you spend more time watching The Real Housewives than The Real World News, I'll fill you in. So basically, this activist group called Invisible Children made a documentary a little while ago about this pretty brutal African warlord in Uganda named Joseph Kony. Right? They attempted to shed light on his murderous regime called the LRA, Lord's Resistance Army. The name of this army that basically, you know, basically he used to kidnap little kids and stuff and make them fight in his rebellion and his wars and shit. Then he would come through, and if certain villagers wouldn't go to his side of the rebellion, whatever, he'd kill them all. Even if it was the little kids' village, the village that he stole them from, if their parents were there, then he made them fucking gun down relatives and shit like that. And he did do that, nigga. Fucking get on here arguing me about this shit. All right? So he did all kinds of evil shit, right? So basically, he's a bad guy. That's why he's the number one war criminal for the international court. All right? The international court, they got like a list of bad motherfuckers from all across the world. You feel me? People like Saddam Hussein and, you know, Osama bin Laden has been on that list before. And Joseph Kony was at the top. He was the one guy that was still free that they, you know, whatever. And then we got niggas talking about, oh, he was in the jungle, and if you know they can't find him or whatever. Nigga, you could drop a motherfucker off in Decatur some goddamn well right now. And if you ain't got enough motherfucking surveillance and high-tech motherfucking shit to find this nigga, you won't find a nigga in Decatur, nigga. Unless somebody tell on him. Fuck you talking. This motherfucker in a jungle, bitch. Anyway, in a jungle that he grew up in and know very well. And surrounded by a whole bunch of motherfucking people who scared shitless of him and who ain't finna tell. Okay, anyway. So, the documentary was made by some white guys. And that's really what it really boils down to, honestly. Let's just be real. It really is about the fact that some white boys started this movement about some black people. We can shoot the shit and we can make up a whole bunch of other reasons why, blah, 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 blah. But when it boils down to it, this is some old school white black shit. The white boys made the motherfucking movie. The white boys made the shit come to light. And niggas is mad because the white boys are somewhat profiting off of it. And they rightfully so. Pay them. Give them some money. Why not? Nigga, what you did for the world? What you did to try to make the world a better place, nigga? Fuck you. Nigga, fuck you. Come to me talking on World Star and shit on your motherfucking webcam, nigga. Shut up. I cut that shit off in motherfucking not even 2 minutes in, nigga. I don't even want to hear this nigga no more. For what? Why are you talking? What are you talking about? You weren't even talking about this unless that had happened. Anyway. So you know, documentary was made by white guys. And the guys who started this, you know, this movement trying to get the U.S. government involved with helping these, with helping the very, very corrupt Ugandan government track down this guy and bring him to justice for, you know, crimes against humanity, you know, war crimes, all right? They just want people to know who this guy is so he can't just be at, so basically no one even knew who this guy was. I didn't, and half of you niggas on the phone, half of you motherfuckers making up YouTube videos about it. You niggas didn't even know the fuck Joseph Kony was in the first place, nigga. So the whole point of it was to make people realize that this guy existed. Look what he did, and he hasn't been caught yet. So let's try to get him caught. I'm still struggling to find out the problem with that at this point. So you would think that everyone would be okay with a group of people trying to bring this guy to justice. But then you'd be wrong. You see, there's a huge backlash against the Invisible Children people, that movement, the white boys, all right? It seems that because they're selling T-shirts and wristbands, I don't know where was the whole where was the outrage against what would Jesus do? They made a lot of money off that wristband. Anyway, it seems that they're selling T-shirts and wristbands and more, and they're getting a lot of attention and donations and shit for their cause. And somehow people have turned them into the bad guys. They're the bad guys, right? Somehow what they were trying to do has turned them into the bad guys. And it's okay. Sir, you know what? Everybody's entitled to their opinion. If you feel like that right there, okay. But if you're going to say that, if you're going to try to brand those people, if you're going to try to make that movement the bad guys, before you try to talk to me, I don't give a fuck about the rest of these silly niggas on motherfucking who believe anything in any fucking YouTube or what the fucking niggas say on Worldstar. Fuck all them niggas, okay? But me over here, you want me to listen to you? Make them the bad guy? Before you go any further, nigga, what the fuck have you done lately to make the world better? If you can't tell me that, I'm signing off to you, nigga. I don't want to hear nothing you got to say. Show me what the fuck else you did to make the world better before you start criticizing them folks over there. That's all I ask. All right? That's all I ask. If the NCAA made a big, big, big deal and a big, big hoorah about it, I say, well, not the NCAA. I've been watching college basketball. Shots out of FSU. NAACP, because that's for beating Carolina ass. What's up, street? Yeah, anyway, not NCAA. You know what the fuck I meant. NAACP. These fucking smart asses. All right. The NAACP was making a big, big, big hoorah about it. I say, Well, the NAACP, they've helped people. You know, they've championed causes. They've rung about social change. You know what I'm saying? They've done things in their life to where I would listen to them say they got a problem with it. But this fuck nigga on YouTube and this other motherfucking nigga who's sitting around this motherfucker making a YouTube video like he motherfucking a modern day Malcolm X nigga. What the fuck have you done, nigga? Fuck you, nigga. Fuck him. And fuck who like him. And fuck who think he's right. Because none of you motherfuckers ain't did shit to make the world a better place either. Well, maybe they did make some money. At least they was trying to make some money, trying to do something right. Think they ain't gonna make no money? Think that shit is free? Shit, all that shit costs money. Video cameras, all that shit costs money. They trying to bring awareness to the cause. But no. Now we got niggas and everybody motherfucking else and their mama talking about they the bad guys. Nigga, what the fuck, what cause have you championed, nigga? To help anybody? You got all the motherfucking world star on his webcam like he's somebody. Man, nigga. Get the fuck out my goddamn face, nigga. Shit, you playing? You need, all right. I'm telling you. I can't wait to open up the line. I'm going to let somebody have it. Everybody got their hand raised. So tonight, I'm going to explain to the people. Well, no, I just did explain to the people. I just went on my rant. For everybody who just tuned in, what's happening? All right. Somehow the campaign to stop them from their efforts to bring this international war criminal to justice has made them the bad guys. I don't know. I'm not getting it. I'm not understanding. Yes, I've seen the quote-unquote facts that people have tried to bring up about invisible children and blah, blah. All I want to say to them motherfuckers is this. If they're making money, I personally don't give a fuck. I don't care if they're turning a profit off of it. Or they're turning a profit off of the sadness, or off of the mutilation of kids over in Africa, blah, blah, blah. Wait a minute, did you even know them kids were getting mutilated? Did you even know about that before they even talked about that? Did you even know about it? Oh, you know, you didn't. Oh, okay. What money did, because that actually happened over there. So we know that Joseph Kony actually did that. But what money did you donate, or what other cause did you donate to that's trying to help stop, starvation or anything like that over in Uganda? You haven't done anything. Right. So that's my beef. That's where I'm at with it, ladies and gentlemen. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Make sure you hit me up on Twitter, at Blizzle. Follow the show, at K100 Radio. Well, at K100 underscore radio. So now who won one with me? First up, Bless Child. You've been on the line from the jump. What's happening, homie? Thanks for calling the show.
No doubt.
What up, though?
No, man, I'm maintaining, man. Listen to this whole ordeal, you know.
Mm-hmm. What you got to say about it? How do you feel about it?
I feel like you said, it takes money to make money. They got their film. They got their film, the cameras. So why get mad at somebody that doing a good cause? It goes back to Haiti, that Black Hawk Dam. Nobody knew about Black Hawk Dam when they going to Haiti until they made the goddamn movie.
My whole thing is, and now I got people on my Facebook saying he's already dead. If he was already dead, then why haven't they? Where's the body? Who produced the body? Some people hit me up on Facebook like, Blizzum, he's already dead. That's just a scam. Where's the body? Who showed you that? Who told you that? Really? He's dead? All these motherfucking years, not his motherfucking time, and nobody, and he's dead. Where is he buried at? Where is he at? What funeral did they have? Where is he at? He's dead? Nigga, they said Osama was dead for a long motherfucking time. You know how many times they said he was dead? Until they actually put a fucking bullet through his head? So until you show me a body, let me see what this is on my fucking face. Jameel Turner. Until Jameel Turner shows me a body, fuck what she talking about. Next up. Show me a body, Jameel. Call the show. Show me where he's dead at. Show me the footage. Show me the funeral. Let me know. Everybody's going to come up with all kind of facts now to debunk everything that people are doing all of a sudden now. All of a sudden, everybody got all these motherfucking facts about Joseph motherfucking Kony. All I want to know is, what the fuck was all your facts, or what the fuck was y'all even talking about this motherfucker before?
And the sad part about it is, this shit happened. People don't realize, man. Like I said, I watched it.
He's been happy. Every
day, this shit has been happening for years. It always takes somebody to bring something up for everybody to jump on the bandwagon like, oh, that shit.
Yeah,
You didn't know the facts back in the day, so why try to learn now?
Yeah, my thing is, all of a sudden people say they research and do deny that. Now they all on my motherfucking Facebook page talking about someone, oh, you need to do your research, blah, blah, blah. He's been dead. Wait, what about that? So what you're telling me is, this campaign has been going on and on and on and on. You feel what I'm saying? And these motherfucking white people, really, literally, all on motherfucking CNN, all up on Capitol Hill, trying to get people to aware, and they already know he's dead. So they're basically setting themselves. So basically what you're telling me is, these white people right here, over here, now I'm going to keep saying white people because this is inherently what it's all about. It's because they white, nigga. It's because they white that a lot of niggas got a problem with the fact that they even talking about it. You feel what I'm saying? It's because they white. So these white people, these seemingly intelligent white people, basically are going to set themselves up for an indictment for fraud, for corporate fraud, right? For trying to get money for a cause that's obviously fraudulent because he's already dead. That's what they're doing. Everybody who's on my fucking Facebook wall right now telling me right now that he's dead, motherfucker, show me the body. Don't tell my Facebook wall he's dead. Call the show. Show me the body.
Well, people out there don't fail to realize, though, that going to webcams and all that, these white people out are actually out there. It takes money to travel to Africa. They out there doing documentaries.
Right.
But you sit here at home on a webcam, and you're like you said, in your apartment or your house, smoking your good weed, this and that. All of a sudden, but at the same time, yes, it costs money for film, costs money to travel. And at the same time, You don't know. They putting their life. They putting their life in jeopardy too.
Exactly. So I mean, I don't know, man. This is my beef and my problem with it. You feel what I'm saying? I'm not saying that the invisible children thing is just airtight or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that, you know, every bit of their money is going to help the kids or whatever. My point is, I really sincerely hate it when people try to come out and speak against something that's at the core of it, generally at the core of it, is a positive thing. I don't like it when motherfuckers come out and try to debunk and tell me and talk down about it, and you niggas never did anything at all, to try to help motherfuckers over in Uganda. Nigga, you have never even gave to the little motherfucking big potbelly skinny kids on motherfucking TV before ever in your life, nigga. You don't even give change to the motherfucking Salvation Army at Christmas time when you leave out Walmart with a pocket full of change. Nigga, fuck your opinion. Okay, I don't want to hear, I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to hear what you got to say. I don't want to hear about your facts. He's dead. Show me the body. Everybody who talking about he's dead on my Facebook wall, go to YouTube right now. You find a nigga on YouTube talking shit about the cause. Go find the motherfucking footage of his dead body. Put it on my motherfucking wall. If not, shut the fuck up and stay off my wall. All right. Now, bless child.
But people don't get mad with Al Sharpton to make money off our own people. You know Al Sharpton. Al Sharpton only shows up when something make the news. Al Sharpton not. Well, we get mad when a white person bring it up. Nah, we should. Like I said, sometimes our people is the worst people.
I don't even give a fuck about the Reverend Al Sharpton. I don't even know why people call him the Rev. I can't even. Him and Jesse Jackson, I'm not even going to say what I really want to say about those two brothers.
Okay.
I can hold my tongue more about Al than I can about Jesse. But Jesse, me and I just can't do Jesse, period. Okay, so if he's saying anything, I don't even know. I haven't heard him say anything. I haven't heard Al Sharpton or JC Jackson say anything. And frankly, this show is not about them. This show is about these average, everyday niggas out here and motherfucking white people. But really, these motherfucking niggas that keep posting up shit on my motherfucking wall, you average, everyday motherfuckers smoking weed, drinking, not doing motherfucking shit with your life-ass motherfuckers, want to get on motherfucking World Star and post up a motherfucking webcam about your motherfucking opinion about some shit as if your opinion really holds weight to me as opposed to these motherfuckers over here who trying to actually do something to help better the world. And this motherfucking nigga ain't talking about shit but a million reasons why he don't like this motherfucking shit, but they can't show me one motherfucking red nickel or hour spent trying to do anything of the sort to help them people. I just can't do it. If Al Sharpton got a problem with it, okay, Al Sharpton, they did things. If they got a problem with it, let them have that. Okay. I'm not talking to Al Sharpton of the world. If Al Sharpton got a problem with him, fine, whatever. All right, let Al have a problem with it. I haven't seen Al really going on a rant like the motherfucking nigga did on fucking World Star and this other motherfucking nigga who all of a sudden claimed himself to be the new Malcolm X. I haven't heard them go off like these two motherfuckers was. You know what I'm saying? And then no one's posting Al Sharpton footage and Jesse Jackson clips on my motherfucking wall. But they posted these regular, average, everyday, do-nothing-ass niggas on my motherfucking wall like they really some activists. They damn self. Man, come on, man. Bless y'all. Let me go to the next caller, man. I can't take it, man. Well, go ahead.
One thing about the donation is I do donate. I've been donating because my grandma raised me like that. I've been donating. People think, that's going for fake charity. It don't matter. Only God knows where your heart at. You feel me? You get it from your heart. You feel me? That's what it's all about, man. You get it from your heart, man. Fuck the cost. It could be a fake cost. They pay for that later on down the road. While you donate, that shows them where your heart at, man.
Right. No, go ahead. I wasn't trying to cut you off. I was just listening to your opinion, bro. Go ahead.
Yeah, but God said, man. I can post shit on Facebook. The shit I get back to the kids I sponsor. You feel me? I've been doing that since I first got a job, man, because that's how my grandma, rest in peace, that's how my grandma raised me. My mom do the same thing. My sister do the same thing, man. So it's like for somebody to come on a web page talking shit, but shit that you don't do, That shit crazy. You got these white boys. You got these white boys making a documentary doing what you supposed to be doing.
But niggas don't understand it. That's really the ones that's slipping. And so that's my major beef with these guys. You feel what I'm saying? I just don't want to hear from them. I really don't. I don't care. I don't care what they got to say, because they're not even doing anything whatsoever, any kind of activism work whatsoever. Like I said, if Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and the NAACP want to come out and they got a beef with them guys, fine. I'll say, okay, that's whatever. Okay, but not you niggas. Not you motherfucking world stars sitting around chopping up your little motherfucking world star footage, motherfuckers trying to get some motherfucking points with me. I be fucked up. Stand by. Bless child.
Yeah.
What up, dope? 337, Rasper Rawls, what's happening?
Whoa, what a do, pal?
What up, homie?
Let me step outside the house, I hear they got the heat in my nigga.
It's the principle of it, man. It's the principality.
Yeah,
of it.
I know that. And I know I just posted something. That's when you put the link up under my page. You know what I'm saying? But I applaud the white boys for what they're doing. They bringing the light to it. Now, not after they catch Coney or whatever the fuck they got to do, I don't want everybody to stop them. Because Coney in the forest. So the fucking guns and the bullets, they coming from somewhere. So it's bigger than Coney, too. But even though
It's always bigger than him. It's always bigger. That's the point. That's why this is my thing. like a lot of the dudes are saying, like the dudes in the clip. I've already seen that clip that you posted up, and I seen the other little dude that everybody just keep posting a little high yellow nigga over there in World Star Snicker. Everybody.
I ain't put no clip.
What'd you say? Oh no, not you posted the clip. Somebody else posted the clip.
I ain't even following that shit. I watched the video documentary because the shit they had out, and me, I can read between the lines because it's the type of shit I deal with.
Right.
I can read between the lines. I applaud them for bringing that to light. So waking everybody up saying, pay attention to this shit. This is what the fuck is going on.
Right.
When you saying niggas on there getting mad because they getting money from it, sit your stupid ass down some fucking way.
Right. That's the beef. That's the problem that people, and this is why it's just driving me, I can't take it. Like I said, man, people keep on trying to combat with me on Facebook and argue with me about this shit on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, it's just making me madder and madder every day, because like you just said, it's the fact is the white boy was doing something and it was trying to do something positive, trying to do something to make the world a better place. Nothing about that documentary, even though a lot of people was like, man, that was just something about he's trying to get YouTube hits and he's trying to sell his movie and he's just talking about his son. I mean, he talked about his son and he was trying to show you motherfuckers why he wants his son to grow up in a world better than what we have right now. He wants his son to grow up in a world where motherfuckers are not just still out roaming free, whether they in a jungle or not, they still not free after they done did the shit that that man has done. And this is where people try to come in and tell me he didn't even do it. Man, yeah, the fuck he did do all that. Yes, he did do the shit. Yes, I already know. He started as a rebel, but he did do the shit. He did it.
I haven't seen that.
No, I'm saying the niggas. That's what I'm saying. Now you got motherfuckers arguing with me on Facebook and shit, trying to tell me, talk me down and say, Blizzum, you don't even know if he did all that. It's bigger than him. It's bigger than Coney. Bitch is always bigger than Coney. Like you said, motherfucker, ain't no gun manufacturing shops in Africa. You feel me? Nigga, ain't no motherfucking coca fields in motherfucking Decatur. But niggas got work over there.
Work.
Don't tell me that motherfucking shit. I know it's bigger than him, stupid ass nigga. I know it's always bigger than that nigga. It's all, but still, you can't act like that nigga didn't do it. You can't act like he didn't do that shit. He did. He did. All the white boys were saying, look, this man did all this shit in jail.
You can use BMF for that example. Them boys ain't got no coca plants when the boys had that work.
I mean, come on, man. That's what I'm saying. People are trying to say, that's what I'm saying. The whole, it's bigger than him. And that's what the one guy was saying, the other little dude on YouTube, it's always bigger than him. They're just trying to, he's nothing, you know, but they don't want to talk about it. He's talking about everything, and he's steadily bashing the Invisible Children movement. He's steadily bashing them. He's talking about everything except the fact that Coney really did murder, mutilate kids and actually make kids go back to villages where he stole them from and kill their relatives. That is, they know he did it. He did it. You've got people who ran away from his army, who little kids who got away, who said that he did it. You feel him? Traumatized
boy,
for life.
The little boy even said it.
I know.
The little boy even said it.
Right, so the point is of the documentary where I'm not feeling everybody at, or I'm not feeling all the criticism, and it's not the best documentary. It could have been way better. I mean, it could have been more actual factual information about company and more, you know, but I guess he didn't want to make it too gruesome and show more than, you know, more dead bodies than what he did. But just like CNN was saying earlier today, when I was watching, like, oh, he did. There's no doubt about the fact that Joseph Kony did these atrocities. The beef is, what's invisible? How much money is invisible children people making? What are
why
they? Are
the
they
money?
Who gives a fuck?
Why is the money important? Why is the money important?
Who else is talking about Joseph Kony? Who else is talking about that motherfucker at the phone number? I don't give a fuck if they make $10 million off of shit, nigga. Motherfuckers on Wall Street make 10 times that of foreclosing motherfuckers. You motherfucking punk ass niggas ain't down there watching with Occupy Wall Street, nigga, and that shit was downtown. Fuck, nigga, shut up. I want to hear that motherfucking shit from when you look, nigga. Fuck all y'all. You niggas ain't got them marching. You niggas ain't got them active. Niggas ain't active, nigga. You ain't down here really in the trenches trying to cause change. Fuck your opinion on your World Star video. What are you doing?
That's real.
I said, NAACP got a problem with it. If Al Sharpton, who marched and you know, fought police and got his ass beat in the 60s, if he got a problem with it, okay, Al, no problem. Hey, everybody's got their opinion, but not you niggas. No. Not you. Not you bitch on YouTube and you bitch on Facebook. All you motherfuckers talking about. And now you talking about some this shit scam. Bitch, shut up. Get my motherfucking page for that shit, oh. Fuck is wrong with you? Fuck your post on my motherfucking page. Facts that you don't even know. What research you did? Like you motherfucking wrote a dissertation on this shit in college. Oh, you ain't graduated. Don't give me that. I'm already in the motherfucking mood. Period. Today. I lost my $200. I broke into it. I'm upset. So I'm not the one to rock with today. All right? All right, man.
Go ahead. Go through the call, man. I'm tuning in.
All right, man. Appreciate it. 347-934-966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. For those of you people, some people might be shocked. I got a lot of people that's on the phone lines that's, you know, different area codes and stuff. And, you know, with the music segment of K100 popping off, a lot of people don't understand that K100 Radio is the talk in music station. They know about Illa Kill, and this is how they got introduced to the Illa Kill and the Subway. And, you know, they just not get introduced to K100 because it's gaining popularity because the music side of it is getting more popular. And so they don't understand that one of the core other besides helping indie artists get exposure with their music and stuff like that, which is one of the core missions of K100 Internet Radio, the other core mission is to give my people, and I say all my people, when I say my people, everybody, all my listeners. You feel me? All my listeners, black, white, or whatever. But truth be told, 90% of my listeners are black. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So sometimes when I see my people, it may seem like I'm talking about black people only. But in reality, I'm really talking to my K100 family, the people who actually tune into the show and listen. You feel what I'm saying? Another core mission of this show is to really just give you blunt, straight-up talk about shit. This what I'm talking about tonight is really how I really feel. And it don't get no triller than this. You feel what I'm saying? I got beef with you people who got everything to motherfucking say about that movement and who got 1,000 reasons why no one should support it. You got 1,000 reasons why it's a scam and blah, blah, all this motherfucking shit. But your motherfucking black ass or your white ass, just in case, ain't did shit in your life, any kind of activist shit ever in your life, nigga. Ever. Ever. Ever, ever. And you want to complain because some motherfucker might be making money off of it? Nigga, who you? Man, Keisha F, what up, baby?
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for calling the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number down to the show. What do you think about the Kony 2012 movement?
I think it's an excellent movement. That's what I think. I mean, like you said earlier, who knew about this dude until last week? I didn't. I mean, I knew there were little armies going on or whatever, but I didn't know it was still happening today.
Yes. That's the problem. The problem is, so what do you think about the people who are critical of it? I know you see all the criticism.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's going to criticize something. You can't make everybody happy all the time. So that's how I feel about it. You're not happy, go find a rock to live under.
I mean, but does it, to me, it actually makes me mad that I'm seeing all this criticism. You feel me? And people with their YouTube, and this is the thing about it. The dude with YouTube, the little YouTube motherfucker, this insignificant ass nigga, his little World Star video got tens of thousands of hits. Motherfuckers are sharing it all across my motherfucking Facebook wall. Like, yeah, he went in on that Coney shit, son. Yeah, son, he really did. Yeah, real talk, though. Yeah, you're real talk, fam. This nigga, you and him, shut the fuck up.
See, I don't even watch the little World Star stuff, so I don't know what that even had to do with anything or how relevant it could be anyway.
The only reason why I see World Star stuff is when people post World Star stuff on Facebook. I never, ever, 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 ever go to World Star itself. But people post World Star clips all on my Facebook, and I got a lot of people who love and live and die. They actually get their news from World Star, I think. Seriously.
Yeah, probably.
But I set up, and when somebody posted it up, and it was in a group that I was in. So it was like, they tagged me, and it was like, at Blizzom, check this out. Because I had said something about the documentary. You feel me? What happened was the person saw me say something about the documentary on someone else's post. And I was defending the documentary. So they put up the post that this nigga's talking about, right? And then tag, you know, at mentioned me in it. So now I'm okay, they talking to me. You want me to read? You want me to see this? Okay, fine, I'll watch this. You're at me in this shit. I'll go watch. You feel what I'm saying? And so
right.
I sit back, couldn't even get past 2 minutes because this motherfucking nigga sitting on here on a motherfucking webcam, really running his motherfucking mouth, yapping his motherfucking gums about some shit. I guarantee you, he knows not even a quarter of what they know about, and B, he's not even done one tenth of what they've even done to enact change in that region. Period. So I'm of the opinion, fuck him and his opinion, and the person who said he's snapping. Well, let it be told, bitch, I'm snapping tonight. How about that?
Snap.
Yeah. Thanks for calling the show.
No problem. And I did donate to the cause. I don't know that many other people did, but I did.
Good. I mean, hey, I get my money to Salvation Army. I don't know if it's going to a motherfucking pocket. Hell, you give your motherfucking money to a preacher. You don't know if it's going to the goddamn, to the new 500, to the new 300 bins, or, you know, to the church. You never know. You give it and you give. That's it.
Exactly.
Is it going to the Learjet nigga, or is it going to the motherfucking goddamn the kids' college fund that really needed it? Who knows? You just gave it. Plus, shout out to you for that. That's all I can say.
Thanks.
All
right. I know, right? We'll see what happens. Bye.
Of course. 678-637-53. Oh, Key, what up, though?
What's going on?
What's happening? Long time no hear from. What up? Absolutely. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. Once again, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. Episode 269. Coney 2012. While we could care less. And I say that seriously with a great, great, great amount of sarcasm. Key, what do you think about the Coney 2012 movement?
It's sad because the thing is, things like that have been going on over there for a very, 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 very long time. And it's not just him, as a matter of fact. But it seems to me that we as a people always tend to find an excuse to not do something.
That's the point. That's what it is. That's what it is.
It's
the nigga shit.
It's an excuse not to do something. Because instead of saying, instead of just trying to help, with it, they'll rather find an excuse not to. Like, well, I ain't gonna help because, like you said, who is that person that's talking? First of all, half of them people probably can't spell Uganda, can't point it out on a map, anything. But you listen to this person who is a nobody. I haven't seen the video. I saw someone post it, but I dare not click on it and give him one more hit at all, ever. So why? People, if you don't want to do anything, just sit back and say, okay, I just don't want to do anything about it. But don't make excuses. And don't put people out here like they some type of celebrity and they know so much. And when they just really talking shit to get attention.
Right. That's my thing. I already know, all right, 678-526 is next. I already know that I already know these people are making. First of all, who expects them not to make money off this situation? How can they even run an international charitable organization with no money?
That's the point.
I don't even understand the retarded motherfuckers who don't think they're going to turn any money. They're going to have to make money in order for it.
But here's the thing. If they want to call this a scam, let me tell you what's a scam. A scam is a liquor store on every corner in a black neighborhood, and in a white neighborhood, you got to drive 10 miles to get to one.
I don't hear niggas acting. I don't hear niggas making YouTube footage about that, though.
Yeah,
niggas mad.
You about all the weed, all the dope, all the blunts, all the Nikes, all that's the scam right there.
But no one wants to talk about that, though. I mean,
you don't
want to
talk about that, though. That's the scam, for real.
Niggas got a problem when they got to drive too far to the liquor store. Niggas want to get mad and complain. If it ain't the liquor store close enough to the house, niggas is mad. God damn, they ain't even booked
on the fucking liquor store. That's what they're really making money off of. The donations for this Compton situation is beans compared to how much dope and liquor and weed and everybody. That's really? For real,
yeah.
You want to say somebody give $5 or $10? That's the scam one time. Stop playing.
But
people
you niggas
go
got
blind. People fucking be right in people's face and they can't see it.
That's what I'm saying, man. It's like I do so much negative shit. Honestly, I do so much negative shit, and I support so many negative. Nigga, I am addicted to Diddy Juice.
You trying to offset it?
I'm addicted to Diddy Juice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Severely addicted.
Ain't
that
wrong with it?
You know what I'm saying? So you know. I'm severely just supporting so many other negative causes and shit that I partake of, and by my actions I support, that I'm not finna sit here. I just can't find it in me, all right? Even if Invisible Children was the Bernie Madoff of charities. You know what I'm saying? Like they seriously, my bad,
yeah.
I'm not talking over something. Stupid niggas head. Even
exactly.
If they
don't even know
who
Bernie Madoff
is.
Like,
my bad. I'm talking. I'm just
yeah.
using.
They
I'm
think
he's
a Colombian drug lord or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't know who he is. And they can't spell it to even Google it.
So
it's pointless.
I'm gonna stop. All right, all my black people aren't stupid, but I'm saying some of you motherfuckers who are here, who are on my phone lines, who keep posting up this motherfucking world star nigga and this other motherfucking YouTube motherfucking nigga with the glasses and shit. All over talking about some, yeah, he really going in on the corner shit. Yeah, does, yeah. Like, yo, he keeping it 100. Nigga, what? Nigga, shut up. Nah, nigga.
It don't
this
take much to be a follower. It does
this
not take much to be a follower.
Right. This shit over here, what I'm doing, what I'm saying tonight, no, nigga, this keeping it 100. You niggas need to go do something, nigga. If you got a problem with the Invisible Children movement, you go do something. You show me, at this point right now where I'm at with it, before I even want to hear people's opinion has got something negative to say about it. First, just tell me what's up. First, tell me what is it that you've done that's helped the community. You know what I'm saying? Actually, me personally, I'm not saying I'm fucking Al Sharpton or the NAACP, but I've actually had shows that's beneficial to people. I've had shows about us needing to vote, about us needing to be better parents. If you can go back and check the archives of K100, where I've had show after show after show trying to big up my people, trying to inform my people, HIV awareness, everything. I've had shows, and I'm blasting this shit all across Twitter and the World Wide Web, and I'm trying to get people. Yes, I play music and all that kind of shit, too, but if you really look at K100 Internet Radio, this episode 269, we just started Illa Kill. We only on 14 or 15 of some shit. What the fuck else you think I was talking about all the way up until then? It wasn't just music. It was other shit, and it was other pertinent and important shit. So one of the core missions of this show is actually to spread awareness about shit, like voters at voting apathy and shit like that right there. I've had multiple shows about shit like that. So I can sit back over here and say, what the fuck have you done? What have you done? I'm not even being critical of the motherfuckers. Nigga, what have you done besides make this motherfucking goddamn fuck-ass world star web TV shit where you so-called call yourself with all the motherfucking sense snapping talking about this is the biggest scam bot? Nigga, fuck your opinion, nigga, okay? Because you ain't never even done shit, ever. Post up on that motherfucking link after you done and say, this is what we done to the community to help motherfucking inform, you know, to help people. And if you ain't doing that, I don't care about you talking about it's a scam. Oh, Coney dead. Bitch, show me the motherfucking body.
I'm just wondering when WorldStar become an reliable form of media.
Other than that, I don't want to hear what you got to say about he's dead, is he? So basically, they just tried to get themselves indicted for corporate fraud. You know what I'm saying? For basically trying to get money for a cause that's obviously fraudulent. The motherfucking world, the fucking International Criminal Court, they don't know he dead, but bitch, you know he dead. Yeah, and I seen Tupac and stop the cab last week. Fuck out of my damn face. What did you say? Go ahead.
I was just saying, since when the World Star and YouTube or whatever become a reliable source for information and media?
Since Housewives became entertainment.
Since when?
Since Housewives became a top-rated show. Why not?
That's a whole other talk show too, right there.
I know. But since that become a top-rated show among African American women, then why not? Why can't World Star be?
Well, I'm glad I'm in the minority on that one.
I'm just saying. My apologies to all you Real Housewives lovers. I know I be getting y'all. I know I be pissing y'all off when I be dogging y'all show like that, as if I care. All right, Keith. Thanks for calling the show. Don't be all a stranger. Right. Long time no hear. All right, stand all by. Right. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial to the show. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100Radio. All right. Make sure, real quick, announcements, then I'm going to 678-526. Announcements. Hey, make sure you subscribe to our podcast, man. It helps our numbers out a lot. You feel me? Those iTunes numbers really mean a lot to us. So if you got an iPhone or an iPad or some one of those devices and you use iTunes like on your desktop or something, and you know you buy stuff from the iTunes store or whatever, please go up under the podcast section. Just launch the iTunes store like you do anything else. Launch iTunes, and in the iTunes store it's got a section, you know, music, video, podcast. Click podcast, and then at the top with the search, type in K100. When you see the middle finger, that's us. And we subscribe to our podcast, which is free, by the way. It doesn't cost you anything to subscribe to our podcast, all right? Once you do that, it automatically downloads the episodes of K100 that you haven't heard, you know? And it also downloads future episodes of K100 that, like, if you're not, if you didn't listen to it live, you might have missed it because you was busy or whatever. You know, we got a prime time slot, so people are busy normally. And most of our listeners and most of the people who enjoy my show, they actually listen to it after the fact, you know, because of my time slot. Because I'm, you know, if you're on the West Coast, then goddamn, you're probably still in traffic and you haven't even gotten home yet. Shit, if you're on Central Time, you know, you're just getting the kids home from school, getting them ready and getting homework done. So we understand that a lot of people listen to the podcast and listen to the replays of the show. They can't listen to the live thing. So what that does is help us, it automatically downloads it for you. And that counts as a download, helps us out. You know what I'm saying? Then you can catch it at your convenience. All right. So iTunes Store, podcast section, you feel me? K100 Radio, please do that. Thank you. Right. Once again, our Twitter is at K100_radio, at K, the number 100, _radio. Follow us on Twitter. You know, we follow back unless you're talking about some guys came over me all night or you got an egg or you just look like a weirdo. 678-526, what's poppin'? Who's this?
Squint Will Lalo, man. What's happening?
Up, homie. Oh, Carl, you be switching. I gotta remember the box. What's happening?
Yeah, you know, I'm still ducking them people, man.
Absolutely. All right, homie. Thanks for calling into the show, man. Episode 269. All right. Kona 2012. A, what do you know about it? And B, what do you think about it?
Oh, Kona. Oh, Mr. Kona. Mm-hmm. Well, I heard about Kona years ago, you know. From what I understand.
How did you hear about him years ago?
Well, I was in prison, you know. In prison, you hear a lot of things, you know what I mean? You read newspapers a lot, you know, you watch the news every day on the hour,
uh-huh.
You know what I mean? So I've been heard about him. I already know what's going on out there in Uganda.
Uh-huh.
But far as what he's doing, I mean, from what I understand, he recruits kids, or he has a crew of people that recruits kids. They got little young kids, 7, 8 years old out there with them choppers.
Right.
And he makes them kill their parents.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, of course I don't condone none of that, but, you know, that's over there, you know what I mean? We over here, you know, that's how I look at it, you know what I mean? If I go over there, I'm going to have to deal with it when I get there. Mm-hmm. But as for now, I mean, I don't know far as the country sending help over there. Of course, they need the help. You know, I think a few countries should go over there and help them.
Right.
And try to shut that down. But I don't think they want to help because they know. You know what I mean? And it's simple. It's just a phone call where they got to pick up the red phone or something in the White House. You know,
yeah.
It ain't never a phone call.
Yeah.
You know, the United States is strong. They can go shut that down if they wanted to.
Right. But but again, now, and this is the criticism that a lot of people are having of it. They're like, man, they trying to get the United States to do some shit or whatever. This is my thing about it, okay? You know, with the Kony 2012 movement, you know, the white boys doing a documentary. They're trying to bring all the shit that Joseph Kony is over there doing to the light. And they're trying to get people to go. They're trying to, their main goal, like they say over and over in the documentary, is to, A, they want to make, like you heard about them because you were in prison, but a lot of niggas who ain't did time and had to sit down for a minute and read and catch up on world, you know, they in there with people who, you know what I'm saying, maybe from all over the world or whatever, really putting them up on stuff. If they never did all that or whatever, or they don't research, they don't look at a lot of news and stuff like that, then they don't know. Most of the people that's talking about this guy, Joseph Kony, right now today, they just heard of him last week when his whole movement blew up all over the social network. And, you know,
they made movies about that shit.
I know, but still, but I'm saying, still, you can make a movie, but they don't necessarily mean everybody going to know about it or see it. You feel what I'm saying? So a lot of people were just blind to the facts. The general public was blind to the facts. Even a lot of black people was blind to the facts. I was blind to the facts. You know, I knew about the problems in Uganda, but not him personally. I've been to about what was going on in Uganda, about them recruiting kids and whatever, but I never knew the general behind it. I never knew the guy who actually was the leader of his name until the Kony movement. You feel me? Now, I did know, I watched enough news to know that Uganda, and you know, other places like Rwanda and all that kind of stuff, the genocide that happened over there, you know about that stuff, but you know, until somebody makes a big deal about the person who's really doing it, until somebody brings his name up and makes him an evil person. Like, how many people knew who Osama bin Laden was before 9/11, even though he'd been doing his thing?
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? But before 9/11, you could walk up to anybody and just say, you know who Osama bin Laden is? You feel what I'm saying? They knew who Saddam Hussein was, but half the country was thinking Saddam Hussein and Osama bin Laden was the same motherfucker, which is why they was like, yeah, go to Iraq, Bush, with their dumb ass.
They didn't know about Saddam until the Desert Storm.
Right. Even though they've been over there, the Taliban been doing, the Taliban blew up the USS Cole and people still didn't even know who the Taliban was or Osama bin Laden because the USS Cole story didn't get as much national attention as, of course, 9/11. Once 9/11 hit, the whole world knew who that motherfucking was. And guess what? Wasn't nowhere for him to hide. Guess what? Now, don't get me wrong. Kony ain't did shit. First of all, I don't know. Let me ask you this real quick. Would you say, I don't know, I don't even want to try to, I don't want to get all these 9/11 people pissed off at me, but what would you say? Is what bin Laden did in taking down the Twin Towers and killing those people down there, was that just as bad as what Kony's doing? Is what Kony's doing, making little bitty kids, Emily, is worse?
People look at it as if it's worse because it happened over here. You know what I mean? The 9/11.
Right.
But, you know, people are looking at it differently because it's going on over there and they don't have to deal with it personally. You know what I mean?
Right.
People have to deal with 9/11 personally. So they take it personal. So they make it personal. You know what I mean? But, you know, it's, everybody got their own opinions about, you know, things that go on in the world and life, you know, and some are still non-believers, you know what I mean? So, I mean, I think what has to happen is the people have to stand up and say something and make some noise about it for something to be done, because that's what happened with 9/11. The people stood up, you know what I mean, and they pressured the presidents. You know, they can only pressure Bush so much because, shit, he got companies over here with Osama, so
right.
You know it had to lead over to the next president. And you know, according to CNN, you know, Obama got him. You know,
right, right.
And that's what's going to happen in this situation because the people are speaking up now.
Right.
Know,
but the thing about it is, we got people. That's the whole point of what they trying to do. But what did you hear my rant about the people who trying to say? Who trying to talk against this whole movement? All the people who got a problem with
it. I mean, I don't understand why they're talking against it.
I'm telling you, man, you will be surprised. Let me read something real quick. You feel what I'm saying? All right. So right now in my inbox, I got about this is just since I was late because I I was trying to get my window fixed and everything, you feel me? And I was late actually getting ready to post and schedule this particular episode. It was like 7-something before I could get back to the house.
7:43.
Yeah, you know, and start posting shit. You feel what I'm saying?
Because yeah.
I was, you know, had to, you know, had some other shit pop off. In between that time, dog, in between the moment I posted that, I promise you, I'm not lying. The moment I posted that, up until 8 o'clock, I had 4 people inbox me. You feel what I'm saying? Phony Coney, not Bill Gold, the Phony Coney shit. You feel what I'm saying? This fat motherfucker, this nigga here, I don't care. Who is this nigga? What is he doing? No one cares. I had somebody else come on one of the posts that I posted up and said, this is a scam. Coney's been dead for 10 years, blah, blah, blah. You know, talking shit about the fact that he's already dead. It, just that quick, in between a couple of posts that I made, from 7:45 to 8 o'clock, I had about 6 people send me shit or post shit telling me that it's a scam, it's bullshit, the whole Coney shit is bullshit. From either my inbox or what I already posted and people responding and saying something on my post. You feel
okay,
what I'm saying?
Okay, well, I don't think that's people that's not supporting that movement. I think that's more or less, okay, they probably on some shit like, okay, they trying to start up some records that don't even exist, you know what I mean? But at the same time, I don't know. I don't know if he's dead or not, you know what I mean? And personally, I don't care, you know what I mean? Like I said, that's over there, but I think that's where they coming from, is that, you know, this is, I don't think they not with the movement. It's just, I think they probably saying that this might be a scam to bring up something else, you know, because, you know, the government do that type of shit. You know, they'll make up some shit real quick just to go over there and blow some shit up.
The government ain't making it up. This ain't the government talking shit. It's these people are trying to get the government to listen to them and to care. The government don't care because ain't no motherfucking oil over there. Ain't no goddamn national security interest over there in Uganda. You feel what I'm saying? It ain't like they control parts of the ocean or some shit that they got to flow through or some shit. You get somewhere or whatever. They have no clout. So at this point, the U.S. is like, okay, well, we know Joseph Kony is over there. He's at the top of the International Criminal Court. Top motherfuckers of people who they want to catch for goddamn war crimes and crimes against humanity. Oh, they know he exists, but they don't want to really send troops over there to look for him like that, though. Yeah, they're not really willing to go that far with it. He really ain't a threat to us.
Yeah, yes, that's what it boiled down to. He ain't threatening us. You know what I'm saying? He threatening his own people over there.
But you sound like you are one of the people who feel like, well, shit, it ain't really going down over here, so you don't really care about Uganda.
Well, no, I ain't going to say that. I care about all my people, especially all my black people.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Okay.
I ain't going to say that, but me as an individual,
uh-huh.
You know, I don't think sending $5 over there is going to help anything. You know what I'm saying? If I had some type of power myself, okay, I'll get my troops together. You know, we'll go over there and see what the hell going on. You know
right.
what I mean? But I ain't got no troops like that. So it's really nothing I can do in my position. I care. But what the fuck can I do? You know
well, I'm pretty sure, and that's the thing. That's the thing that I feel. Okay, what you just said, the point that you just made, I don't necessarily take issue with, because I can understand people saying, "Look, I'm a ill fuck over here. I don't know about if I give these folks my $5 that it's actually going to them or whatever." And I understand that. And my beef is not with people like you tonight. Let's be clear. I can understand that point of view, because some people are like, "Look, man." That's the same reason why a lot of people don't give money to a church at this particular point, because they don't know if it's going into the goddamn jet.
Oh, hell no. That's
the call.
A church.
You feel what I'm saying?
That's a scam.
Some people don't do it. You feel what I'm saying? Every church isn't like that. But a lot of mega churches in Atlanta is. You feel what I'm saying?
We
know
Jamaica churches.
Mega churches.
Oh,
we got the mega.
Yeah.
Atlanta has mega churches, but well, it's so many people that the pastor wouldn't know half his congregation if they walked to him and said hi in the fucking grocery store. But
right,
he's a
right,
he,
right.
Not, that's a whole nother show. Whole nother show. All right, so my point is this. What you're saying is, look, my $5 or whatever, you know, ain't going to make a difference because I'm way over here. It ain't going to make a dent in whatever. And I can't necessarily control where the $5 is going or whatever. I understand that point of view. I can understand that. I can respect that more than what I'm really going in on tonight. What I'm really going in on tonight is motherfuckers who actually take the time to try to convince other people not to give they $5 or give they 99 cents or they 30 motherfucking cents a day to the motherfucking cause. to the point where they're posting up their own motherfucking YouTube footage or posting up fake-ass motherfucking world star philosophers and shit all on my motherfucking goddamn inbox and page and shit. Like, these motherfucking niggas know something, but they motherfucking doing something goddamn productive trying to stop shit going on across the world that's fucked up, as if they doing some shit and they ain't doing a motherfucking thing but bumping they motherfucking gum. You feel what I'm saying? On World Star or whatever. They trying to convince me, you, and other people not to give they $5 to a cause. You feel what I'm saying? I'm like, look, if you ain't fucking with it, okay. But don't come over here trying to goddamn really just bash these folks. Because, A, these folks at least talking about some shit that, nigga, you weren't even talking about until they started talking about.
Right,
so I'm over
right.
here, fuck your opinion. You
right.
feel what I'm saying? That's
right.
where I'm at with you. Period.
Right. And it's more or less not me not sending the money, not because I don't think it's going to get there. I mean, but I'm just like, okay, I don't care if a nigga send $100 million over there. I still don't think money would fix the situation. You know, sometimes you got to fight fire with fire. You know what I mean? You got to you gotta send them people over there.
I mean,
shut it down.
They gonna have to send troops in to actually, because first of all, the you know, I was reading one post and the girl, it was a female, bless her heart. The girl was literally acting like, you know, oh, he's just one guy. They've already sent 100 guys over there and they couldn't find him. This is a fucking scam and blah 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 blah. You feel what I'm saying? And I'm like,
no, it don't work like that. Motherfucker. matter of fact, the U.S. can't just go up in Uganda like that. Looking for one man. They gonna get their ass killed.
First of all, this man has his own 816. You're up next. I got you up next. First of all, this guy has his own private army. You feel what I'm saying? And it's more than 100 of the motherfuckers. So if you're gonna just send 100 motherfuckers over there, you know what I'm saying? Even if they got them special forces or some shit, you know what I'm saying? You still gonna have to deal with A, and then A, you on his turf in a jungle that he's been living in for decades.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? So he knows exactly where everything at. The surrounding motherfucking area is scared shitless of this motherfucker, so they're not finna help you. If anything, they're gonna tip him off that y'all motherfucking ass coming. And then so the broad was really just sitting on there talking like it's so simple. They can go get him if they want to. They can go get him in one day. They can find him. Looked for Osama bin Laden, and this bitch was at a motherfucking goddamn crib in Pakistan in front of everybody, and then nobody fucking find his ass till years later. Why? Because Pakistani people was actually helping him, are supposed to be allies. It's 1,000 fucking reasons why this man ain't caught yet. And it ain't easy to catch him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You feel me? He got people who quote unquote sympathetic to his cause, because remember, he was actually a rebel first. He was actually fighting against a corrupt and brutal government at first. And then he got drunk with power and went slightly off his rocks. He became worse than what he was actually fighting. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Basically what happened to him. Him and Idi Amin. You know what I'm saying? They basically did the same shit. They're basically kind of the same story. Kind of sort. You know what I mean?
And that's really how it's been over there, you know, since the beginning of time, especially in Africa.
Right.
I mean, they got people like that, that has troops that just terrorize people, you know, terrorize the community and extort them, you know what I mean? They've been doing that for years. We was doing that before we came to this country.
They're doing it right next door in Mexico. All right.
Mm.
The cartel, the government don't. You don't know that, there's no coming to your phone line. All right. Thanks for calling in, homie. Be easy, all right?
Ain't no question. All
right. Absolutely. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. Once again, 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100Radio. Shouts out to all the callers. I appreciate y'all letting me rant. I appreciate y'all letting me get everything off my chest today. Because I told you I had a bad day. So I had to take it out. I had to take it out on a bunch of ignorant motherfuckers on Facebook. You feel what I'm saying? I had to take it out on them. Yeah, you feel me? I was upset. I was mad. But I wasn't wrong, though. 816-878, what's popping? Who's this? Hello?
Oh, man, 816, my bad, bro.
What's going on,
Blitz?
What's popping? Who did?
It's Slap, man. It's Slap,
what's going
man.
On?
I'm from Louisiana, man. I was just calling to see what's going on, bro. You know what I'm saying? I saw your post, man. I was like, what the hell, what happened now?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Well,
what's going on with this thing, man?
tell you about it. Episode 269. All right, Coney. Coney 2012, why we could care less. And this is my problem. All right, this is my beef. All right? So the Coney 2012 movement, you know about that. Have you seen the little documentary?
Yeah, I've been seeing that shit, man. Yeah.
Documentary or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Came out about this guy Joseph Coney. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I went on a 30-minute tirade at the beginning of the show that you might want to go back and catch because I'm basically about to repeat myself. But I went on a 30-minute tirade at the beginning of the show about all these motherfucking niggas, all right? All these world star philosophers, all these motherfucking YouTube philosophers and shit coming out the motherfucking woodworks with a motherfucking opinion. You feel me? So I'm on my Pac shit. I'm like, nigga, I'm on my hit 'em up Pac shit. Everybody want to open their mouth with a motherfucking opinion about this motherfucking documentary about what's going on over in Uganda. This is my problem with all of these motherfucking niggas, okay? And this is I got a problem with niggas. See, niggas, see, last night, niggas broke into my motherfucking car, cost me $200 to get my motherfucking window fixed. So I'm already beefing with niggas in general.
Yeah.
Me and niggas ain't the same vibe today, even though I can be a nigga myself. Right now, I'm upset with niggas. And so now, I'm calling out all niggas on the show tonight. Why? Well, let me tell you why. Here it is. Because niggas seem to be supporting other niggas' opinion that the guys who did the Invisible Children documentary, you feel what I'm saying? The guys who made this documentary or whatever about Joseph Kony, a guy who, A, we do know. What we do know is Joseph Kony is an evil motherfucker. Yes, we know that. That's right. B, we know that Joseph Kony did in fact do the atrocities that he's accused of doing. We know that. Even the people over there in Uganda who's actually beefing about this same fucking documentary actually come on the fucking shit and say, yes, he did all that, but what the fuck you mean but? Yes, he did all that. Yes, he cut little fucking kids' ears off and shit, and yes, he made little kids get a fucking AK-47, go back to the same village that he kidnapped him from and take that motherfucker over and kill their own motherfucking parents. You feel what I'm saying? Brainwash these little kids, gave them a chopper, sent them back and killed them, gut down their sisters, brothers, uncles, and mamas and shit. Yes, this motherfucking nigga did that. Now, these motherfuckers...
He need to get got, man.
White boys, okay? The white boys came up with a little documentary exposing Joseph. All right?
Yeah.
They exposed him, and he's already been known to a lot of people if you really know about the Uganda thing. You feel me? But the general population, most of the world didn't know. So they started this fucking... They've been trying to go at him for years. They've been trying to get Congress to do something for years. So they started this whole campaign again. They re-put the documentary out. Came in 2012. Now they've got a super massive Facebook and Twitter network going, which they didn't have. The Facebook and Twitter exploded in the last couple of years. So when they first started their move, they didn't have no way to reach people. It cost money. See, it ain't like they could afford commercials or FM airtime because guess what? That shit costs thousands and thousands of dollars. But now,
yeah.
We got Twitter that's free. We got Facebook that's free. And now you're as powerful as your network, and these motherfuckers got millions of followers.
Probably got like, I think they had like about 100, almost not 100, about 55 million last time I looked at it. About 55 million hits on a YouTube video.
They got millions of you. Now you got YouTube. Now you got Twitter. You got Facebook. So they started this social network thing with Coney 2012. Get this motherfucker Coney. You feel me? They making some money off of it. All right, they making money because they getting their YouTube thing is getting hit. They making money off donations. They selling T-shirts. They selling little wristbands. They making money because they need money in order to finance their cause, and their only mission in life is to make the world aware that this motherfucker is out here and no one is going to catch him right now. He's still just roaming free after he done did all this shit to these motherfucker people. He's just in the jungle hiding. No one and no country with a lot of power. Uganda got an army and shit, but they got a bullshit government and army. They can't catch. They're subpar. They're not up for the job. You feel me? Much like Afghanistan ain't. Just like Afghanistan went up for the job of policing the Taliban. And we went to help, of course, 9/11 was the catalyst, but we still went over there and did our thing over there. So basically, this group of guys over here, they've been trying to get people to say, look, man, they've been trying to get the government to do it. Well, the government don't really give a fuck. Why? Because the people wasn't calling for action over here. And, you know, congressmen and senators only respond to pressure from either A, lobbyists, or B, the public. You feel me? So you need to get lobbyists. You need to get lobbyists on your side. Lobbyists cost money. You need to get the people on your side. Well, how you get the people on your side? Well, you let the people know that this shit is going on. So you make a documentary, get a couple million Facebook people going on with Twitter and Facebook, and get a couple million YouTube views. All of a sudden, you got a movement, and we're here. Now. So that's where we're at with it right now. Now that you – all of my done. So now you got this movement going, and all of a sudden, we got –
The haters, they got to come out the woodworks, because it's like, I heard what you're saying at the end of the conversation, the last brother you were talking to, and it's like, I'm digging that part where these cats, they sit there and they'll hit on something like that, you know what I'm saying, and these cats, they didn't put this thing together to get something in motion, you know what I'm saying, and it's like, they won't do nothing, they'll sit there and get mad at that shit, but they won't take any action to do anything else. Like, say, if you needed something done in the hood, for example, they wouldn't make no movement to do nothing like that. But they're gonna have enough energy and enough, you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, so they can go forward and bash against that. You know what I'm saying? They don't know what these guys putting together. They could be getting a mercenary team together. You never know, you know what I'm saying? So it's
exactly.
Like that's what I see it. I don't see the US intervening at all, because it's like that's like urban warfare. They're not gonna go into that type of setting, because we not successful in that type of situation. They know that since Vietnam. So it's like they're not gonna get involved with that unless it's some money, you know, diamonds and some real stuff they could get out of it. Then they'll get involved and they'll just blow everything up. That's the only time they'll get involved. The lobbyists, like you said, they'll lobby that, and these greedy ass senators and stuff like they'll get involved then. But right now it's just they're not gonna pay attention to it, because it's black people. So they don't really care. You go and kill each other. Oh, we don't care. Kill all.
You know what?
It don't matter.
I'm not even arguing that fact. I don't even argue that fact
uh-huh.
when these niggas start talking. You feel me? Yeah, you know
oh,
what, nigga?
Man. Something wrong with the chest, man.
You know what, nigga? You're probably right, dog. You're probably right. They probably don't care. They probably ain't going to get involved. You feel me? So your $5 that you, these niggas just trying to scam you out your money, blah, blah, blah. Fuck that. These motherfucking crackers don't care over here, nigga. They ain't studying niggas over there in Africa and shit, nigga.
Uh-huh.
They don't give a fuck. Fuck that shit. I ain't giving these motherfucking white folks no motherfucking money. They just got them trying to scam, blah, blah. You know what, dog? You're right. The government might not care. They might not get involved. Obama might not send troops because it's really not a big, important deal to him right now. But fuck your opinion. I don't care about your YouTube or your World Star posting and shit or what you're talking about, because at least don't I can understand people coming on their YouTube and bashing the government and saying, man, yo, fuck the government. Government ain't doing shit, blah, blah, blah. But don't get on your motherfucking goddamn shit and start bashing the movement and start trying to convince motherfuckers not to give money to that cause, not to back that cause, calling that cause a motherfucking scam when your black ass ain't did a motherfucking thing ever in life, period, to ever try to enact any motherfucking kind of change whatsoever in life ever, nigga. All you do is put your motherfucking ass up. Nigga, you ain't even tried to goddamn... You ain't even tried to protest the fact that it's a motherfucking liquor store on every motherfucking corner in the hood, nigga. You ain't even tried to enact change in your motherfucking
hood.
You're
right. Hey, you know what's funny too, Blair? You know the funniest shit? It's like these niggas, man. It's like they'll sit, like I said, they'll sit there and they'll bash out and they'll bash that. But it's like, how in the fuck you ain't never made a move on nothing? You ain't even researched. You ain't opened a book or nothing. Or got on the internet to Google this cat. You ain't tried to see what this dude done did or what, you know, what's been going on in your hood. You know what I'm saying? You know what's going on in your hood, but you ain't saying shit. You ain't got the balls. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got the know-how to go and do. But I said these people took a know-how and they've been trying and trying, and now they got something rolling. Now you trying to sit there and mash that? I said, well, go ahead. I said, you know, why the fuck you got to be like that, dog? You know what I'm saying? That's just my question. Why the fuck you got
to
be like that?
Listen, man. I'm trying to pay attention to everybody. Shouts out to all the callers. Shouts out to everybody listening to the podcast.
Yes,
shouts out to everybody listening. Via the internet. Listen, everybody, people. This is why I said I was gonna be using the N-word profusely. I was gonna be talking to the nigga tonight. Because see, it's the nigga syndrome. You feel what I'm saying? It's part of the reason why You have a difference. You know why? You know, black people, we can get along and we can try to build each other. But niggas never will. And niggas never will amount to shit. You feel what I'm saying? You feel me? It's because of that mentality. It's because instead of just because you, you're not familiar with it, or A, you're so skeptical of good, you're so skeptical of positiveness. You feel what I'm saying? That instead of embracing it, you find something wrong with it. You feel me? And that's an issue. That's a problem with niggas. That's why they can't come up. You feel me? It's kind of like this right here. It's kind of like when you go to a neighborhood, you feel me, in the project some shit. You know, niggas are running them up. Not black people. Niggas are running them up. You feel what I'm saying? And they fucking up the hood. You know what? It is what it is. And somebody try to come over there, and they try to say, oh, let's clean up this neighborhood. Let's have a neighborhood watch. And all the motherfuckers say, man, fuck that shit. Ain't shit gonna change. This shit is what it is right here. Oh, what? You think you too good? You think you too good for us over here? You feel what I'm saying? You feel me? And it's that whole mentality, instead of trying to embrace that notion and say, yeah, black people, let's stop being niggas and be black people and keep our community safe and keep our community clean and you know, change it for the better. Instead of saying that, you just say, no, nigga, this is what it is over here, and this is how we want it, and this is how we surviving, and this is what we know. You feel what I'm saying? And fuck
yeah,
that shit.
Yeah,
that positive, nigga. This us over here, nigga. You feel what I'm saying? This the hood, nigga. Fuck that. That whole time frame is the type of motherfuckers who I can't readily deal with, and they just aggravate me. And it's other sensible black people who seemingly sensible black people, who posting this shit on my wall, and I'm like, why are you empowering this motherfucker? You feel what I'm saying? What the fuck has this man done? What the fuck, first of all, what have those people done to you that you find so bad? And even with the African people over there, they had African people that they interviewed over there in Uganda. And it was Africans in Uganda. I'm like, this shit is just embedded in our DNA, nigga. We can't get away from this nigga mentality. This shit is in our fucking genes, nigga, somewhere deep down. Like our skin color, like melanin, nigga, this shit is in us. Because you got niggas over there in Africa literally saying that these guys are trying to make money off the suffering of others. First of all, no one would even know about your motherfuckers over there suffering. And obviously, your motherfucking fuck-ass government ain't doing shit about it. So these motherfucking people trying to make it a bigger cause and get the big dogs who actually can do something about it involved. But y'all trying to make it seem, y'all trying to twist that and turn that and say they're trying to make money off of it? Yeah, guess what? It take money to run a fucking worldwide campaign, bitch. Ain't shit free. Nigga, what the fuck have your African Ugandan ass did to try to catch Joseph Kony? Nigga, fuck off the camera. I was mad at them niggas over there.
I'll let you know what to do.
People are going to listen to this episode and be like, yo, this dude used the word nigga way too much. I can't endorse this. We can never endorse him. They hear about Ill or Kill and be like, yo, this guy, listen, man, he's got a lot to do. And then they hear this episode and they're like, oh shit, we cannot endorse this motherfucker. Guess what? Fuck you. Alright? Because I have to talk to motherfuckers on a level they can understand. I can't talk to these niggas like fucking Michael Ayers or Michael Basie and the motherfuckers try to do. Okay? That's why they don't listen to them. Shit be going over their head. I got to talk to them in a language they understand. Alright? Nigga to nigga. Okay? So I gotta talk to these motherfuckers and get them to understand how retarded it is that they absolutely, it's absurd that they trying to go against something that's actually trying to help their descendants and their brothers and sisters half a world away. You feel me? And they're making a little bit of money off of it. They're not making Bernie Madoff money off of it. They're making some money, and rightfully so, they should be. I want people like that. I want the head of the NAACP to have money. He need money. He don't need to be worried about bills. He need to be worried about the task at hand. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I've never said a preacher should be broke. A preacher shouldn't goddamn be broke, but he shouldn't be flying in a Learjet either. You feel what I'm saying? You know? I mean, I've never said preachers need to be poor like Jesus. No, it's 2012. Fuck all that. You know, if you're gonna run a church, they need to be your main focus. So your motherfucking bills need to be paid. Preachers need to get money. If they gonna run a church, if they gonna run a flock, they need to be their main concern in life. But goddamn, Georgia Power don't give a shit about what your occupation is. And neither do motherfucking Nations Bank mortgage. You know what I'm saying? You know, and Dodge dealerships or whatever the fuck they driving. So, I mean, I understand. It goes back to preachers. I've never said that preachers need to be broke. And everybody's like, oh, Jesus didn't have no money. Nigga, Jesus didn't need money. But God damn it, Jesus didn't have electricity. So now then, I'm not opposed to preachers being accommodated for, you know, being the head of that church and, you know, having an income based off the tithing and everything. But, nigga, that's not including a Learjet and a $500,000 mansion. Oh, it's where I stopped short at. It's where I stopped short. But I'm getting off course. But, Flav, you feel what
you got, man. I feel you, brother.
I don't
got understand. You now. I'm up to speed now, if you know what I'm saying. I'm up to speed, huh?
My beef with it. I'm not saying that the Coney thing is absolutely 100% without fault. I'm not saying that the documentary was the best thing, you know, the best documentary ever. It needs to win a Oscar and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? But at least these group of people, and they white people, are trying to bring awareness to this guy and bring this guy to justice for the atrocities that he did. And it's much more than a lot of these motherfucking critical-ass, YouTube-ass, world-star-talking-ass motherfucking niggas flapping their motherfucking gums.
Yeah. Hey, man, they be all, you know what I'm saying? They creating a bias. They get biased of something before they find out what it is, you know what I'm saying? Like, I say you got to research both sides before you, you know, decide what side you're going to take, you know what I'm saying? Before you become biased, you just hear something off the top. You know what I mean? You just can't say, you know, if I hear Blizz starting something for a kid, man, fuck that motherfucker. Fuck Blizz. You know what I'm saying? Fuck them kids. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know what Blizz up to. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I ain't talked to you. I ain't researched you. I don't know what the name of the organization is. You got nothing. What you trying to do? You know what I'm saying? It's mm-hmm. like these cats, they develop a bias just for no reason. Just because somebody else said it too.
Yeah,
because they know what they are.
It's first of all, you gotta understand. Like I told people a little while ago on the show, we can't deny or act like the fact that these people are white has no play in this situation. The fact that they are white, you know what I'm saying, and the people who commenced apartheid were white, you know what I'm saying. So again, you've got, you know, a lot of people when white people start getting involved in issues with Africa, you automatically think apartheid. You feel what I'm saying? You automatically
yeah,
think,
they,
you know, these white guys are
trying to find
white
most of the time.
Yes, you know, but I'm saying people are all, ever since, you know, just with apartheid and just shit, nigga, slavery, whatever. Anytime white people are trying to show some concern about black people in Africa, it makes people suspect all anyway because of the stigma of apartheid and stuff like that right there. You feel what I'm saying? So, you know.
It's a relationship, man. A relationship is kind of flawed, so it's kind of going to be shaky. Right. If you ain't on the up and up, then yeah, it's gonna look like they trying to do the feudal system thing. This whole we gonna take over Africa again thing, which they really do have in the play, but it ain't gonna happen now. You know what I'm saying? It ain't in the play now, but you know what I'm saying. But it's just like you said, you know, people get a little nervous, a little, you know, uneasy about it.
Right, absolutely, man. So that's my thing, man. Just because I think because these guys are white. It automatically makes people say, well, what these white boys trying to say? You know what I'm saying? Or how they trying to come up off of it? You feel what I'm saying? So and then you go from there, and then you go from the fact that our government, our president and all, are historically known for letting motherfuckers get off and murdered by the thousands over in Africa without doing shit. You know what I'm saying? So now
yeah.
Everybody. Also, so that makes people say, man, I don't give a fuck about this shit. They're going to say this shit. This shit been going on 10 years, man. These motherfuckers, the government ain't even do shit about that shit over there. You know, so then that's another skeptic. You got the skepticism of the government's willingness to intervene in anything that has to do with Africa because it's Africa. And then you've got the fact that these are white people that's bringing this to just bringing this situation to you. You feel what I'm saying? And the way that he's bringing it to you, you know what I'm saying? And so thus, off the top, it's going to garner skepticism by people. You feel what I'm saying? And, of course, when I watched it, before I watched it, even as I'm watching it, I'm like, okay, you know, this does seem a little kind of like he's selling himself as a filmmaker more than he is trying to gain awareness.
He's trying to make
he's trying to sell a film and sell a at the same time, he's also telling us about Coney. But my whole thing, after I sat about it and I watched it again, and then I started seeing all the motherfucking criticism, I'm like, whoa. At the end of the motherfucking goddamn documentary, I did know who Joseph Coney was, A, and I didn't before. You know what I'm saying? Now I know.
Yeah, you got your secrets informed.
Right, I'm informed. I know what he's done or whatever. And the guys didn't haggle me for money. They just said, tell the world. All they said was, we want the world to know. We're trying to get changed. We didn't say, at the end of it, they didn't say, come donate to us now. You know, at the end of the
they
shit.
They didn't say PayPal or what's your credit card number. They didn't say none of that. You know, yeah, I'll feel you because I was kind of biased at first, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
I was kind of biased, man.
Right. They never even mentioned their PayPal and the shit. All they said was, we make this motherfucker famous. We want the world to know his fucking name. Kony 2012. Repost this. And that's
it.
Ask me for no money in the documentary. You know what I'm saying? So
I got some advice, though, man. I got some advice for them same cats you talking about. Them brothers and cousins out there hating on this thing right here. Tell them niggas do like this. Tell them go look and research one of them countries in Africa to find them somebody that's got their neck on somebody, you know, on their people or some other people or another country. And tell them take that person, do the same thing these cats doing, and then they could come up. You know, if that's what they want to do, if they want to just make some money to come up, they could do it like that. They could come with somebody for 2013, you know what I'm saying?
Nigga, how about you go to your motherfucking hood around the corner and expose all that shit? Fuck going to Africa, nigga. I didn't want to hear your motherfucking around the corner. You ain't even finna make a documentary about the liquor store on every corner, nigga. You're not finna make a motherfucking documentary about all these motherfucking fucked up ass schools. You ain't finna make a motherfucking documentary about. You ain't finna do none of that shit.
You got them old ass textbooks they got for the kids, man. I'm telling you, bro. Don't make no sense.
Over there and bitch and make up YouTubes about other motherfuckers' movements. Fuck your movement, nigga, and fuck your YouTube, your World Star photo, and your World Star clip. Fuck you, nigga. About that. Now you want to some real motherfucking. Everybody post that shit. They win on Sony. They win on. Bitch, post a motherfucking link to this motherfucking goddamn K100 show, bitch. Okay? They win on Sony. I'll show you how to go in on some Sony shit. Talking about bigging up these retarded ass niggas out here, man.
Man, you better let this boy get your pressure up, man.
they ain't gonna
listen to you talking to a wall, man. You know them niggas ain't listening, man.
$200 had $200 on some fucking with these niggas. So I was already angry, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know, man. They didn't bust up the truck, man.
No, they made me mad. I was already upset.
Yeah, good, brother.
So
man, I enjoyed talking to you, my man. Let me get my butt down for these people try to fire me, man. You know what I'm saying, brother?
I ain't got no money.
Yes, sir.
All right. So here we are. Episode 269. And there we have it. Michigan girl went on the line the whole night and she ain't said nothing. Michigan girl.
What's up?
Why you hit number one? You ain't had nothing to say about Kony all night?
No, I was busy earlier, so I was just listening, and then, you know, you was on your rant, so I was like, hey, I'm going to let him have it.
What you think about what I had to say? What do you think about it then? We only got 8 minutes left. What you think?
I mean, I saw the, you know, the documentary with the white guy, the Invisible Children. I refuse to watch the World Star stuff because I'm about sick of World Star and all of that other nonsense. I mean, I think the biggest problem is it's a group of white people, because if you watch the documentary, aside from the people in Uganda and all of that, and it's mostly white people in the documentary, white people helping, white people doing, white people trying to bring attention to this cause. You don't see
that's the worst, you know what? That was the worst part. I was just trying not to bring up, because how bad that makes us. That's how bad that makes us look so bad. That makes us look so bad. Don't say that. Shh. Don't say that. No. Don't.
Truth.
Please don't bring up the fact that no niggas was in the motherfucking movement at all volunteering. Please don't bring that up. Please. I can't.
That's the truth.
I know it is. I was just trying not to say it.
Okay, 100. You said, hey, we follow up in the community, tell them the truth.
The truth is, you ain't
seen none of us. I might have seen one or two little specks, but pretty much everybody that was front and center, that was really about the movement, really volunteering out there, you know, we want change and all of this, they wasn't us. So now that they selling the wristbands and they asking for a small donation, if you want to, if you can, they're not badgering you, they're not beating you, they just saying, hey, you know, this is what we're trying to do, make a donation if you can, if not, just spread the word, whatever. But because it's white people, now it's a problem. Because I ain't gonna lie, before, like, what was it, last week, I didn't know who Joseph Kony was. I knew about stuff that goes on over there, the genocide, killing, you know, all the other crazy stuff they do over there, circumcising the women, all of that's done over there. We know about different things, but I didn't know about him personally. So they bring in awareness, but some people don't like it. Like you said, niggas don't like it, and they just want to have something to complain about, but they ain't doing shit in their own neighborhood, let alone going to go somewhere else and involve their family and their friends and their community in trying to make changes elsewhere.
Yeah, that's I don't know. Why did you have to bring up that point, though? I was trying to avoid that point all night.
You going to kill me for bringing up a good point?
No, I'm just saying. That's embarrassing.
Oh, okay, because...
Yeah, I don't even realize people realize how. To me, that struck me so deep that I just said I'm not even gonna talk about it. You know
I mean,
what I'm saying?
You know, no, but see, that's the problem. We need to talk about it. We need we need to be embarrassed.
Well,
that
I'm embarrassed in the day
stuff is going on, and we ain't nowhere involved. But that's because people don't barely care about their own community. All they care about is what's in their household. So you talking about volunteering, giving my time when I could be going to the club or I could be going here to help some people I may never meet, some people all the way across the world. No, niggas ain't going to do that, but that's the problem. We can't get you to do that in your own community. We can't get half of these fuck-ass people to go to a school where their kids is enrolled to volunteer. You really think they're going to volunteer for fucking people halfway across the country? No, but that's the problem.
There
that's
you have it.
The problem.
I'm in the PTA. But that's what makes me, and that's what makes them niggas them.
I'm involved too. I mean, but you have to realize that the people that listen to K100, most of your listeners are going to be involved with their family and somewhere in their community in some kind of way because we're a different kind. We're not really the people that you're targeting. So we're different, but we have to, you know, the problem is that we're in the minority for us. People like me, you, Keisha, Key, all of your other listeners, we're the minority. If you go out your door, what you say? You mad at niggas because they done broke in your truck for the second time. If you go outside your door, did any of your neighbors say, hey, I saw some suspicious activity? They don't care. It wasn't them. They don't care.
I'm still mad about my door. And maybe that's why I just felt the need to just vent. I'm venting about it, but it's all tied. The whole thing is all tied in. It's all tied in, you know. It's all tied in, people, okay? My rant tonight and what I'm talking about on the show tonight, it's all I don't even want to. When I saw that and I saw all those white people, you know what I'm saying? So first of all, all those white people aren't getting paid. A lot of those white people that was in the video, they were just there volunteering. They were just trying to help.
Exactly.
It's only the people who own, right? Only the people who own invisible children are getting paid. So how do you explain the other millions of people that they got donating? How do you explain the other thousands of white people that was, you know, all the other hundreds of white people that was on the video over there in Africa?
Did you see the people from other places, not even in the United States, Canada?
I know.
Okay. But like I said, I haven't watched the World Star Hip Hop. I refuse to give them any more.
I watched it at first. I watched it at first because the first time I saw it, a motherfucker posted it on my motherfucking wall. Like, yo, I heard you talking about the Coney shit on somebody's post. Yo, watch this. Yo, this nigga win about it. So I'm like, oh, he gonna win about Coney? Okay, let me listen. Couldn't make it past this nigga here. Then this other motherfucking nigga, they pop up. Coney Phony, this motherfucking YouTube shit. And all of a sudden,
yeah,
these just motherfucking people start posting up shit on my wall about all these motherfuckers who got something to say about this movement. And I ain't seen now one of they motherfucking black ass trying to got them enact no change. Never heard of them trying to enact change. And they ain't talking about what change they trying to enact. All they got to do is some shit to say.
Yeah, now they saying that Coney been dead and now we just trying to look for a reason to go over there and invade. What's over there that we want? Really? Come on now.
Why does the international the international criminal what's the ICC? I forgot the last word what it stands for over there. International Criminal Agency got this guy still listed as the number one motherfucking wanted fugitive. If he's dead, if they felt like he was dead, they take him off the list. How the fuck y'all niggas know he dead? How y'all know he dead? Where the body at? Show me the body.
But the same niggas that said he dead was probably the same ones that was still hollering Tupac was alive and he was in, where was Tupac supposed to be at? In Brazil, Bermuda, he was all over the place. So the same ones talking about Coney dead is the same ones that was probably saying Tupac was still alive.
If he dead, fine, good. Good riddance. But you motherfuckers weren't even talking about Joseph Coney. How the fuck you know he dead? How you know he dead? Show me the motherfucking YouTube footage of the body of the funeral or shut the fuck up. All right, thanks for calling in. I got to end the show.
No problem.
And that's it. I have no fancy outro. That's it. I have no fancy outro for you motherfuckers. No, not for y'all tonight. Nothing. All I got is I'm sick of you motherfuckers always talking about being negative about something that, you know, is a positive movement. You know what I'm saying? If they are getting money, so the fuck what? They deserve more money than you, nigga. What the fuck you did with your motherfucking money? Fuck you. What the fuck you doing with your time? What, you want to get some money off? You want to get some money? You want somebody to donate to your cause, nigga? Fuck your cause. You ain't got one. How about that? K1's Internet Radio, episode 269.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.